Hello, magic makers, and welcome back to the Metaphysical Apothecary. We are your hosts, Shannon and Megan.
Hi, everyone.
Also known as the Scorpio Sisters, here to explore the mysterious, the magical, and the arcane.
In honor of March and St. Patrick's Day and the onset of spring when the green returns to the earth, Shannon and I decided to do a podcast episode about the magic of luck. This is something that we're thinking about a lot during the month of March because it's a time when we're anticipating the season of abundance. So we wanted to talk about a bunch of ways that you can kind of take advantage of this energy and maybe fold a little bit more luck into your daily life. One of the best ways to increase your luck isn't all that sexy and it's not super witchcraft oriented. And that is taking stock of your goals and seeing what you need to accomplish to achieve them. Mm-hmm. We call this doing earth work. That phrase was coined by Kellyanne Maddox, who is amazing, and she actually has a catalog of videos on manifestation. She's super smart, very down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to increasing your luck, if, for instance, you want to improve your career, you want to go into a trade, you want to be an HVAC engineer, great. It's extremely lucrative. We need more good HVAC people out there. Trades are really good to get into. You're not going to accomplish that just by casting spells to become an HVAC engineer.
No, that's not the way to accomplish that particular goal.
No, you need to start by taking stock of classes that you need to take or skills that you need to learn to get to that goal. Maybe there's a company near you that's taking on apprentices or independent contractors taking on apprentices, but that is research and earthwork you're going to need to do to put yourself in a position to achieve your goal. And a part of luck is positioning yourself, being in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's coincidence. And sometimes you can do that on purpose. So you can plan steps to get there and to make things happen. Something else you can do to improve your general everyday luck. If it seems like you have a little black cloud following you around, my dad used to say, I'm just having a day where everything I touch turns instantly to crap. And it used to make me really mad as a little kid because then he'd just be a grumster all day. And I would think to myself, just take a minute and feel better about things and then you'll be fine. The very simplistic little kid way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not too far from the mark.
Actually, it works really well.
Uh-huh. Little kids are great manifestors. They're really, really good at taking a bad situation and turning it into something great.
Yeah. And letting yourself be a kid again.
Mm-hmm. Allowing yourself to play and letting yourself find the humor in some of these things. It's okay to laugh at yourself. Mm-hmm. There have been times where there's just a sequence of events that happen to me or my wife, and we sit around and just cackle about it later. My sister and I are also famous for this. When I was in college, I lived with my sister for a couple of years while I was in college. There was one day that she was deep cleaning the kitchen and I was attempting to help her. She had a set of cobalt blue casserole dishes. I think I was the one who dropped the first one and it shattered. So we're standing there going, oh crap. I grabbed her cat and took the cat to a different room while my sister very carefully cleaned up the glass. The second one, she shattered right after she put the vacuum away. So after my sister put the vacuum away the second time, we ended up shattering a third dish. And at that point, my sister said, the vacuum's staying out here. Every time I put it away, someone breaks another dish. But we were rolling on the floor laughing about that because it was a silly situation. Was she upset that her casserole dishes got broken? Sure. Was there the danger that her cat could have walked across the glass and hurt herself? Absolutely. But the way that we chose to look at the situation is, this is ridiculously silly.
And it was. It's ridiculously silly.
It's one of those things where you can either laugh or you can cry. And sometimes crying is what you need to do. But other times you can look at the situation and say, is this going to matter tomorrow or in 20 minutes or in a couple of weeks? And if it's not, you can probably just laugh about it.
And even if you're planning to make a casserole, so you needed those casserole dishes that night, crying is not really going to solve the problem. So process it. Process the realize just how ridiculous it is that you were attempting to do a casserole dish and all your casserole dishes have shattered at this point and you have to think of another solution for dinner. But process, laugh it off, solve the problem.
Exactly. And in our case, solving the problem involved not touching the casserole dishes again and leaving the vacuum out till we were done rearranging the kitchen. All I have to do is mention this story, and my sister and I both start cracking up because it was so ridiculous. It's one of those things where there are two perspectives to look at this. I can either think that this is a disaster and my day is ruined, or this is ridiculously silly. I'm going to laugh about it, fix the problem, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
We've also all seen the memes going around the internet that say things like, did you have a bad day or did you have a bad 20 to 30 minutes in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm.
Was your whole day bad or did you spill coffee on your blouse and have to rinse your shirt out in the bathroom and put your cardigan on?
Mm-hmm.
Or run to the store on your lunch break and grab a new shirt?
Yeah.
These things happen. They happen to everybody. And most of the time, they're very small. If you seem to feel like you always have a little black cloud hanging over you, maybe you stop and analyze the situations that you feel are really oppressing you and see if they're that deep.
Because mm-hmm.
they might not be. They probably aren't.
That's a mindset shift you're probably going to have to engage with because you're allowing yourself to fall into a vicious cycle of negativity rather than pulling yourself up and out after processing the negativity.
Yeah.
Because we're human. We're going to have negative thoughts. We're going to have negative feelings. We're going to have shitty days and shitty moments. It's just part of life. It's just, do you choose to dwell there or do you choose to acknowledge that it happened, figure out why it happened, and move on?
Right. You trip and fall and drop all of the papers that you needed. You can either lose yourself to embarrassment and make the situation awkward, or you can straighten yourself up and go, well, I'm as graceful as a ballerina, and make everyone around you laugh, including yourself, and reorganize yourself and move on.
Yep. You can even present the universal, yep, I just did that, and then go about picking them up.
Yeah, well, that happened.
Yep, that happened. I just did that. Okay. And the thing is that everyone around you has done it too. So there's an ability to sympathize, to hold empathy for you, and to understand what just happened and not judge you for it.
Right. And honestly, if there is someone judging you for it, okay.
They're probably not really worth knowing too much about.
Right.
They have done it themselves. And yet if you ever judge them about it, they probably wouldn't appreciate it either.
Exactly. So even if somebody is trying to contribute to your discomfort in those silly kinds of situations where somebody is judging you or trying to make you feel embarrassed, you still have a choice there. It's not easy. It does take practice, and it's hard to practice because you can't practice until it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But just ignore them. If you can't think of anything witty to say or anything like that, just ignore them mm-hmm. if they say something to you. In addition to laughing off the bad stuff, the stuff that's not that deep, you can also change your perspective by, I'm going to say it, I apologize in advance, practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness is not necessarily being conscious of what you're doing every second of the day. It could be. If you practice certain spiritual paths, it is. Mm-hmm. But in our daily lives, in our society, mindfulness can be as simple as, man, my latte was delicious this morning. I am really enjoying this latte. This is top notch. They put the perfect amount of caramel in here. This is great. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
And those are called glimmers, little moments of joy that just make you feel like, ooh, this is great. Little moments of coziness, little moments where you just feel really good about what just happened. Where you just feel that frisson of like, ooh, this is really nice. This is a nice way to do this. What the combination of those two things helps you do is celebrate little joys and little wins more effectively. And when you do that, it's going to seem like you have more luck coming into your life.
Yeah.
You're going to be more aware of those little moments.
It's not just going to make it seem like you have more luck. It's going to attract more luck. Law of attraction stuff in general.
Right.
But there is some truth to understanding that when you perceive more things as lucky, when you perceive more things as positive, it's opportunities, then more opportunities, more luck, more positivity comes knocking at your door.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times it could be really small stuff. Like Megan said, you could end up going to the grocery store, not find what you want. You're looking for lemons to make chicken franchise, and for some bizarre reason, your store doesn't have lemons, but you run into your grandmother's neighbor who happens to have an abundance of lemons, and you don't have to spend a penny because she's giving them all to you at this point in time because you need lemons.
Right.
Being able to perceive that little moment of luck, of good fortune, then stumbles you into the next one because you're in that state of awe. You're in that state of gratitude. You're in that state of, wow, these things do happen. And then another one will happen. You're driving home and instead of having to stop at every single red light, all the lights turn green just as you're starting to think you have to slow down. And mm-hmm. you're home in like 5 minutes because there's all the traffic lights were green on your way home.
Right. You stop for a coffee on your way into work and it just happens to be Free Coffee Tuesday at your local coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a nice free coffee and maybe also treat yourself to a muffin, which is what they're trying to get you to do. But hey, you have a muffin now.
Yep. And a free coffee.
Uh-huh.
Let's not forget that free coffee.
Right. So shifting your perspective to allow for those kinds of things, the little bad things to be silly and slide off quickly and allow the little good things to be celebrated is going to prepare you for dealing with bigger good things and bigger bad things because it's going to free up more of your energy and more of your mind to be able to process both of them fully and experience them in a more positive way. Everyone has experienced tragedy in their life. Everyone has experienced that feeling of depression when you look around and go, wow, our world is a dumpster fire. There's no need to pile on by getting angry that you fell and dropped your papers. Mm-hmm. So when you're able to look at that as something small and silly, when something big comes along that you have to deal with, you have more energy for it. We're going to feel negative emotions and it's okay to feel them. It's not okay to live there. Mm-hmm. But feeling them, acknowledging them, seeing where they come from, that's going to let you process it and see if you can fix the problem. Sometimes the only thing you can do is wait.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not your problem to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes processing it allows you to see clearly how you're going to handle this and that things are going to be okay. Maybe they're not okay immediately, but you can make them okay by taking certain steps.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a big thing that could happen is you get fired from your job. The negative response to this would be to wallow in your despair, run out of money, feel depressed, and maybe have to move in with a family member, have a hard time finding another job as a result. And the whole time you're just, this is bad luck, woe is me. Getting fired from your job is usually a negative thing. Not always. I have been fired from jobs and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I've been furloughed and I couldn't have been happier at that period of time to have been like, oh, vacation, done, got it, thanks, bye.
Absolutely. But if you get fired from your job, it's okay to sit there and process it for a second. This sucks. This is a really crappy situation. And it's okay to go home, go to bed, and sleep on it. And then the next day, you get up and you look at your paperwork, file for unemployment. Even if they say you don't qualify, file for unemployment because you can appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process. But if you can get your ducks in a row to appeal, you might just be able to get that financial support.
Mm-hmm.
So you file for unemployment. The next thing you do is you take a beat and think about what you want out of life. Do you want to stay in the same industry? Do you want to go to a new industry? Is there a job available in your area that's maybe more of a low-class job, but you know you would enjoy better? That's what happened to my brother-in-law. He used to work as a salesman at a furniture retail company for years and years and hated every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
He did get laid off during the pandemic. And what he ended up doing was going and getting a job where he runs a forklift.
Yep.
He runs a forklift every day and he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer to do something like that? Are there classes that you can take that would help you get a better job and make more money?
Mm-hmm.
Can you start a freelance business in the meantime?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to let yourself feel these feelings, and you're going to be nervous and scared the whole time this is happening. I've been through it. You're going to be nervous and scared the whole time it's happening. But if you want to feel lucky and you want to feel that serendipity flowing into your life, one of the best ways to do that is to ask yourself, what is the next right thing that I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the big bad things, that is the most important question you can ask yourself. It's going to help you get through it, maybe not as quickly as you want because no one wants to deal with them, but you'll get through it faster than if you do nothing at all.
Yeah.
When it comes to worst case scenarios that are outside of our control, things that are happening in other parts of the world that are just awful, and we personally cannot do anything about them. This is a huge issue with a lot of people's mental health and their feeling that they're going to be able to have anything good in their life ever again. Because
mm-hmm.
how can they have anything good when terrible things are happening to other people?
Mm-hmm.
For that, I'm going to quote Mr. Rogers. He said that his mother used to tell him when anything like that happened when he was a kid, she said, look for the helpers. And when I think about all the terrible stuff that's going on in the world, it's not as though nobody's doing anything about it. Look
mm-hmm.
for the helpers. Look for the people who are already mobilizing. Maybe that's enough to bring you comfort because you can't necessarily support them for whatever reason. You're in a situation where you're not able to support the helpers, but maybe you're in a situation where you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can support them monetarily. You can post the good pieces, the good things that are happening, the small victories that are happening to your social media feeds. You can go into your social media and curate it for getting neutral news and good news
yeah.
out of things. People talk about how we're hurtling toward environmental disaster. People are doing something about it. I follow several creators on my social media feeds that talk about all of the incredible innovations and progress that we have made over the last several decades. It's not as though nobody's doing anything about these things. It's that those kinds of stories don't make news media money.
No, it's not sensationalized.
Huh? Hearing that the Amazon rainforest is actually being protected and is starting to come back into its fullness is not going to get Channel 6 News a lot of money.
No. Mm-mm. It's also not going to get the views because mainstream medias have trained their audiences to expect the most sensationalized news. They're basically tabloid rags at this point. They're giving real news in between these gossip pieces that have no real pertinence in your day-to-day life.
Right. So that's one of the reasons that you have to seek it out. Look for the helpers. You have to go look.
Mm-hmm.
See who's doing something about the problem that you recognize. More than likely, you're not the only person who has seen that this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I follow good environmental news, things that have improved. I follow news about people who are helping those who are being unjustly harmed. When it comes to the way that women and children are being treated, like there are people doing things about that.
Yeah. Once you've decided that this is something that bothers you a great deal, that it's affecting your mental health, and I completely understand, you have to start changing your responses via what you're willing to consume, not just with the media, like Megan said, but also with the products you buy, because a lot of the times the brands will say they're pro this and pro that, and you happen to align with those phrases of, yes, I am pro this and pro that, and I'm going to support this brand because this brand supports me and my views. But then you realize that they're still doing shady shit on the side behind everyone's back, or they're not really believing this because all they really want is the money. And you might have to start looking at different brands that are not as big or with technologies that are not quite as popular and trendy as what we have now, but they might be fair trade. They might be more aligned with the values that are actually important to you and to society in general without giving any of those other brands your money. Because in a way, what you buy is what you vote for. What you buy is what you allow.
And that's a way that you can take direct action too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be a helper in that way.
So if you find that, hey, this company that I used to buy from actually is supporting this thing that distresses me and causes me mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual illness, I'm not buying from them again. They don't have my permission. They don't get to have my energy, my effort, my time, which is what your money equates to continue to support the things that cause me and people who are directly suffering from those atrocities horror.
Mm-hmm.
You find another product that does the same thing or similar that will allow for or supports not doing that thing.
And the cool thing is there are people out there making that easier.
Yeah.
So there are apps that you can download to scan different products when you're shopping. And there are lists out there of different companies and things that they produce and alternatives. So there are resources out there too. There are people making resources for these things. When you have that shift in the mindset where you're celebrating joy and you are allowing the negative to push you toward a solution, you can start to think about, instead of feeling isolated, you can start to expand and recognize that there are other people who are concerned about the same things that you're concerned about, and they're taking action, and their action enables you to also take action.
Mm-hmm. Another way to deal with the stress and the negative emotions that might pile up on you, and even if you go talk to people or you have a ritualized practice that allows you to try to get yourself out of those negative headspaces and negative emotions, sometimes they drag you down. Sometimes there's hooks and roots. You're just finding it harder to lift yourself up, even though you know you're supposed to or you need to and that you want to. And you've done the processing or you're continuing the processing, but you want to get into a better headspace. I find that when that happens to me, because it definitely does happen to me, where it's like, I'm more negative than I need to be. And this is not necessarily good for my mental health. I'm processing why I'm negative, but I don't need to live here while I'm processing either. I tend to turn to frequency musics, which I find to be very practical as well, because we are beings of light and sound. We just happen to have physical form, and light and sound will affect us greatly. Colors will affect us greatly because colors are light. So turning on some frequency music that will help de-stress and alleviate any of the negative feelings or thoughts that are happening to be bombarding me at that period of time helps me get into a better headspace to continue the processing.
Right, exactly.
So one of the frequencies I prefer to listen to actually happens to be 432 hertz. I'll also listen to the Schumann frequency of 7.83 hertz. But there's so many frequency binaural beats, isotropic tones that are already on YouTube. They're already out on different social media sites. And I gravitate to YouTube for these things because they're nice long videos that I can listen to for an extended period of time without having to refresh or attempt to make it repeat itself. I listen to the ones that are like 11 hours long. Because then I can put my phone down and do something else without having to come back and look at my phone to make sure that, hey, do I have to choose another video?
Right. And a lot of times these videos are also accompanied by really beautiful images. So just looking at those can help rewire your brain a little bit, even temporarily.
Yeah. And sometimes that's all you need is just a little bit of relief, a little bit of rewiring in order to really continue and finalize any processing that was happening or that you needed to have happen.
Right.
And I find that to be part of my earth work. So a part of when I'm in that negative headspace, when I'm depressed, when I'm not feeling anywhere near Shannon, one of the first things I will do is look for the frequency that will de-stress or alleviate whatever situation is causing me that emotion, that negative emotion, and then continue on with, okay, well, why am I feeling this way? What can I do? What steps can I take to make the situation better?
Right, exactly. And by taking all of these actions, these are really, really active way that you can welcome more luck into your life. Because just by understanding the opportunities that you have to experience positivity or to experience alleviation of negativity to alleviate your problems, it's going to welcome more luck and more good fortune into your life. but it's also going to help you notice what is already present. So it's going to appear like you have all this new, lucky, wonderful stuff in your life that was already there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're noticing that, you're more likely to fall into experiences that would appear to be lucky, because you're creating connections with those experiences.
Yeah.
These type of earthworks are a form of alchemy, where we're taking our negative emotions, our negative thoughts, our negative experiences, and through laughter, through action, through decisions on what to buy in the moment, supports the transformation and transmutation of the energy around us into positive, good fortune, good luck, that manifests more good luck and more good fortune and more opportunities to experience more positivity. It changes that scared, fear-mongering, scarcity mindset that mainstream media, that mainstream institutions and organizations would prefer us to stay in, and alchemicalizes it into the abundant mindset that through existing, through experiencing the universe and experiencing life, creates more prosperity and more abundance and more opportunities, because the universe wants to provide for us, and it does provide for us once we get into that mindset of abundance.
If you think of yourself as fundamentally unlucky, nothing's going to really help you.
Yeah, no.
And to start to see yourself as someone who can take care of your own problems.
Yeah.
These mundane moments of negativity and negative emotions, negative thoughts, scarcity mindset, and alchemicalizing it, transforming it and transmuting it from the heavy lead type emotional, mental, and spiritual energy that it is into the golden, lighter material of positive, good fortune and luck that will manifest more opportunities and more luck. Really, what it comes down to, what Megan and I are discussing, is the alchemy of changing the negative, transforming it, transmuting it, alchemicalizing into positive energy, making more opportunities to attract more good luck and good fortune and positive energy through the little black cloud moments in life, as well as the big global events that we as individuals might not have as much power to directly influence, but we have enough influence in the world to help or support, even if it's just through supporting the helpers with highlighting the good things that they are doing on our social media feeds, or not allowing our dollars, our digital physical currency, to go to companies and brands and institutions and organizations that don't care or worse, support those atrocities that are happening in the world that we don't approve of, that we don't want to happen. And this is all alchemy. This is all taking these mundane things and transforming them, transmuting them through changing our mindset, through recognizing the negativity, processing it, and transforming it into something that is more empowering for us than it is disempowering and causing stuckness and stagnation.
That's all we have on our topic for today. Thank you so much for listening in, and we hope you'll join us again soon. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest for more witchy wisdom, both here and on our blog. And you can also check out our original art on Society 6 for sacred decor and more. Thanks again for joining us. Go make some magic and live your best life.
Bye.